about you, a little Jewish girl? Why can't you just stay with what you know, honey? You're getting out of the car. Get back in the car. You'll be all right. You'll be okay. So this is what you're seeing, an example, a predicated example of. Well, now, are you ready for this? Make a little pause, or you can play it. Make a little pause. This is the distraction that's going to cause the end to the beginning. This is the distraction.
What is the distraction? What is the distraction?
The deprecation is going on in the world. The world is crumbling. And then the stock market dropped 6,000 points, and now it's up 3,500, now it's 3,300, now it's 3,400, then it's 2,200. It goes up and down like a window shade because it doesn't matter. It's not applied. There's no money in it or behind it. So wherever it is, it is. And then they say, oh, we didn't go up what we supposed to. Oh, we got too many people. Oh, there's too many jobs. Oh, there's not enough jobs. Oh, there's too much money. Oh, there's not enough money. We got to make some more money. God damn it, I'm going to put some more money in your pocket. Everybody says, okay, put some more money. Well, the happy meal is 1,000,006. People can't live like this. They got to get their Mickey Donald's. They got to get their Mickey Donald's. They can't pay for Mickey Donald's without 1,000,006. Give everybody 1,000,006 and let them get their Mickey Donald's. God damn, that is a right. That is a right. Meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren is saying,
well, isn't cryptocurrency how the dope dealers launder money? And then how the dope dealers.
And then, of course, the response was, no, Senator Warren, the dope dealers have been using cash to launder money since Iran-Contra. It just starts with cryptocurrency. Bob, here's what's happening. Now, this is serious now. You said you don't have a news flash. Well, here's your news flash. The fall of cryptocurrency is finally exposing the fall of the Federal Reserve.
How's it doing that? Why would they be connected?
They talk about these exchanges that take non-fungible tokens and they sell them for U.S. dollars or monies or yuan or whatever those are. They have something that's a pit rock that they're selling for money. And they're trading, and everybody's jumping in because the pit rock is getting more and more expensive. And then all of a sudden, the wall falls out from under them. That's exactly what happened with Jekyll Island, remember?
No, I mean, I remember 1913, but what did they do? They were putting something out that...
They took us off the gold standard and put us on the pit rock standard. We're on the pit rock standard. And so now for every nickel you put in the bank, they can loan you $100. As long as you pay interest on the $100 at the $100 rate, not the nickel rate.
Okay, so that's what they've been doing for over 100 years.
Yep, that's exactly right. And now what's happened is there's so much of it now, you can't sustain your own draw. You go, Ion, shut the fuck up. All the guy do is spend another $250 billion and everything will be okay. Well, no, because you can't have that much gross domestic product or gross national product. Because now they're trying to slow the machine down. That's okay. You raise the interest rate to slow down the machine so it doesn't overheat. The problem is when you pay interest at $30+ trillion, you can't do it. You can't print enough to cover the interest, let alone slow down the machine. So in essence, what you're doing is you're stopping the machine. That has nothing to do with anything going on here. Nothing to do with the angels. Nothing to do with what's fixing to happen. That's a distraction. Pointing out clearly and presently that the end is near. Or at least it is in the way of the triune gods.
You mean the distraction is pointing, because there are major distractions, that means the end is near. That what you just said?
Correct. And then you kind of look at how they're coming up with these crazy constructs, like we're going to do this and this is happening now. I have new pronouns and I identify as an eggplant. I identify as an eggplant. God damn it, that's my right. I can be an eggplant if I want to. Fuck, I've always been drawn to eggplants. I'm a trans cis eggplant, Bob. That's what I am, a trans cis eggplant. And everybody goes, Bob, this is stupid. What the fuck are you talking about? You goddamn heretic. You can't go against what I believe I I am what I am. I mean, like Popeye and olive oil. So then you, then all of a sudden you're like drawn and quartered because you said, this is ridiculous that you're a trans cis eggplant. God damn, what the fuck is this?
Okay. So that's where they fall off the wagon.
Well, Bob does not get richer. Everybody gets poorer. That's all that's happening.
They are. They are. And see, and here's the thing. Now, see, you notice they've calmed down this Juicera and the Sarah because they heard the tape. They or the tape, the cassette tapes. You know, we send them out on Tuesdays. You don't get them to the next Wednesdays. That one. When we said that's not a good idea because if you file bankruptcy, how do you file bankruptcy on a national debt? You can file bankruptcy because somebody said, now, you got to draw it all back in. It's like, oh, shit. You mean all my debts are going to be canceled? No, they're not going to be canceled in bankruptcy. They're let go, but they don't go away. Somebody's got to pay. Somebody loses. So how does this work again, you see? So now you notice if you watch, since you're not watching the news, you should hear that all of a sudden just there and there has been temporarily put on hold. Bill Clinton signed into law in the damn 2000. He signed it.
No, he didn't. He wouldn't sign it. That's cause 911 because he wouldn't sign it.
Oh, okay. We'll see.
Changing the statement.
No, no, we'll see. We'll see. Because it's just that, like everything else, turns into another potential distraction. So, the only thing you got to be watching that, you need to watch out for Gilgamesh and Nimrod. Because, Bob, it won't be long. No, this is serious. That's not funny. This is serious because what's going to happen is when you, Karen knows this, all right, because Karen's done her homework. Unlike you, Karen's done her homework.
Yeah.
What's happened? She can make an angel tell her who they are. And you go, Carolyn cannot do that. And she can because she knows with them she's communicating. Because now in the world she's living in, she's got to know who she's talking to because she says different things to different people.
Mm.
You see? She's got to know who she's interacting or she won't say nothing. If she doesn't know who she's talking to, she ain't going to say nothing. We like this. We ain't mad.
Enough about
all right,
Carolyn.
Now listen.
Come on.
No, no. It's not about Carolyn. It's about knowing how to know with whom you're speaking. Nimrod is fixing to be presented openly.
And Nimrod is Gilgamesh. Nimrod is Gilgamesh.
And that's what they don't know. That's what nobody knows. They don't. They're not aware of that.
No wonder I've been so cocky all these thousands of years.
And people were doing secret societies.
They had my fucking initial on their secret symbol.
Of course.
Of course.
Agree, Gilgamesh.
Yeah,
Gilgamesh.
Okay. So is Elon Musk guided or even overtaken by aliens in all his projects?
Oh, no. You've been running it so far. Everything that he's made a gain on, you've made good on, except for Tesla.
You mean I made profit on it or something? I made good on it?
Shh. You can't play that, Bob. You can't play that. Don't play that. You quit bragging, Bob. You bragster. Quit bragging.
So I can't play that? What's it play
yeah,
that means?
Play
you're
it.
Saying I can't
you
play
it.
It.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Play it. Play it, saying that's ridiculous. Come on, Bob. You got to do better than that. Come on. You rule the world,
okay.
The sun, moon, and stars. You don't need that little dabbling with dollars, do you?
Does he listen to our private sessions, our show?
Nope. But the lawyers do.
Okay, and they transcribe it for him?
Nope. He doesn't read, Bob. He doesn't like to read.
So how does he find out about what's being said?
He says, what the fuck are they talking about now? Well, blah, 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 blah. That's fucked up. Yep. Okay. Next.
Okay. I was looking at a documentary on the Sex Pistols. And so in the late 70s, when they were dominating the news in England, they were showing footage of that period. And all of a sudden, they showed the Queen. So it looked like the footage was done around 77. Now, she had a pale, slightly evil, sinister face. Now, that's the person, when I saw that image, that's the person who killed JFK, right? I saw the face. She wasn't old and wrinkled before she became a senior, senior, senior,
she,
already
she
kind
was,
of thing.
She was strident.
Oh, yeah, I got from that image. She had a lot. In 1977, in that image, she didn't know what was going on. We're in the middle of what was going to unfold for another 30 years. So she looked, I would say there was pressure in her face. She was tense. She was pale. Did I see that accurately, or was it just the lighting in the camera?
You did. Yeah. No, you did. Absolutely did. And see, and also then the other side of it, that's when TV was just becoming. It had been around, you know, the Lucy Show had been around a little bit. But now the day where you catch yourself and just little moments, you don't have time to get your pancake makeup on, and which was learned a little later.
Right. Okay. So next point, Bob Lazar, the famous employee at Area 51, who around 1989 announced that he saw an ET vehicle or something. I think we asked you about him a couple years ago, and you said, well, he saw something, but he wasn't involved in knowing what was going on as much as his
correct.
Talking about it.
That's correct. He tried to make himself become a physicist because of what he saw. That's not how it works. It's backward.
Okay, very good. We don't need to go over that again. Is there
Joy White was actually brighter.
And who is that? Who's Joy White? Oh, okay. Here we go. Next question. What are we waiting for?
Nothing.
I have that written down.
Not waiting.
Nothing.
I'm saying it's over.
Done.
Jig is up. We went to Fat Lady's on the stage and the orchestra. We struck up the band. We see this
right.
Is done completely already. Now, wait. J.W. doesn't. J.W. follows your line. Okay? J.W. says, wait, there's room. Okay, wait, there's room. And then all of a sudden he looks at it. It's kind of like, you know what a kaleidoscope is, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay. It's almost like the world that you're presenting right here, right now, would be viewed through a kaleidoscope. There's 10 million versions of this version. And then you turn the kaleidoscope, and it changes yet again. It's insidious. You can't depend on it. And we go, good, you've been saying that all along. That's genius.
James Joyce said the Phoenix Wake was a kaleidoscope.
Yep, that's right. That's what you're experiencing. And so now what you're doing, to the chagrin of many, is you're deciphering the kaleidoscope.
Yeah.
Bit by bit by bit. And that's why all these ridiculous, numbnut people, well, you're talking to the wrong people. You're talking to stupid people. And we don't care. It's not really that.
I know, but where am I going to find smart people? Where are there any?
There ain't none. Not compared to you. Not compared to you, because once you do the exegesis, you're going to be the only person in the world that says, I can prove that there is a flat, round world.
Okay, so you have Einstein wrote his theory. Bertrand Russell wrote his theories. Plato did his. McLuhan did his. And so they get some kind of status. Oh, that guy, he knows something. I don't understand him, but he knows something. And then we call that a scientist or an artist or a philosopher. So
It's not a theory. It's actually called a theorem. The theorem. Because they're giving an outcome. They're predicating an outcome, which may or may not be the case. If it was a theory, then it would be like, oh, we'll see how it goes. But a theorem says, no, this is how it went. And so that's the problem. We didn't mean to interrupt.
No, finish then. I did what? That's the problem.
Your theory is not a theory. It is. It's not even a theorem. It is. That's the difference.
Yes.
That's why everybody hates you.
Yeah, because I'm in, just like they hated McLuhan and Einstein. I'm the present-day giant intellect expressing in modern terms the difference through different media, what one would say if they were Einstein making E equals MC squared. I'm doing the update of that. I'm part of that tradition, and I'm the present great mind, so to speak. Would you agree with that?
You mean like Mussolini?
No. He tried to make a
right
he
careful. Yeah.
Well, so do you.
You tried to make.
You take the concrete and make it air. You take the concrete and make it air. You take the concrete and make it air. I can depend on this. You can't. I'm going to run this over. You don't even know what a fascist is. Don't call me a fascist. You don't know what a fascist is. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. I put that goddamn wall up for a real good reason. Don't you go tell me. Who the hell are you telling me what to do? I ain't sleeping with Margaret Thatcher. I don't know why you got to tell me anything. Don't get up there. I got this. Berlin belongs to the East Side. Belongs to me. I got Berlin. Don't worry about that. See, that's how you go. It's kind of silly when we look at it now. That's what's really occurring right in the whole thing. That how did England even survive the war in the first place?
Yeah, you're saying that my descriptions of things is come true.
That's what you're saying.
Empirically. And it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are very pissed about this, Bob. Let me tell you, George Soros can only go so far. George Soros can only go so far. You've undone every goddamn thing he's done. You have single-handedly taken out two generations of the goddamn Chateau Lafitte the Rothschild to the state. You want to go with some more? All right, let's go. Oh, no. You want to stir up something like the system. Okay, what about the Rockefellers? How many Rockefellers are left, Bobby?
They're not
significant, it seems.
Yeah.
Well, they're not significant because the melons took them out.
Uh-huh. So she's still around. Ah, she's learning.
That's why she wants to be cuddle buddy. She'd cuddle with you. You could go. She'll take you back to Vancouver and have a nice day.
Why Vancouver? What's there?
Well, nothing. That just someplace out of the way that she could gain your influence. Karen will claw her eyeballs out, though, so don't you worry about it.
Yeah. Now, this nuclear fission, you did explain that, and I'll have to listen to it again, but basically they've created an anti-fake to a fake of us.
Because of CERN. No, this is the parenthetical. You have to take this, you have to compare this into a position. It's the parenthetical place. To say, okay, this is reality. Okay, this is sur reality. You've got to be able to define the difference. Or you have to defer the capacity of those outcomes. If antimatter works and that solves the problem, we don't have a question. We're good. But it doesn't. See the problem?
Okay. I think Ion uses this. Yeah. Ion said the phrase Slavonic text in talking to maybe Ginny about the Book of Enoch, and I wondered what Slavonic text meant. I have in brackets, the moon quarantines us. Is Slavonic text a particular aspect of the Book of Enoch, or is it a certain kind of text that's not limited to the Book of Enoch?
It's not necessarily limited to it. It's included. Well, no, it's inclusive of it. That's kind of like saying that Ezekiel is part of the Bible because of the Slovenian Lorraine. That's true. Then we'd say, okay. So it's not completely into Enoch. It's a part of it. But it also will affect other books in the Apocrypha. Don't ever discount the Apocrypha.
You just said don't discount the Apocrypha. Is that what you just said? Yeah, and then
correct.
You said Slovenian something. You made another phrase, Slovenian something, in explaining Slavonic text.
Prefer.
Slovenian prefer. Okay, that's we're talking about the style of writing, the technology of it. Yep.
Onomatopoeia. You're talking about the flow, onomatopoeia, the flow of the word.
The flow of meaning or the flow of what you look at in a text?
There's no, and in writing, there's no difference, is there?
Yeah, you look at it and it flows and you get the meaning of it. So,
and then or you don't, and you're confounded by it, and you have to look for another meaning or another reference or another ramification or dichotomy that you're going to engage to or from his position, you see. It's the rabbit and stump condition. But that's good to see, but you've been talking about that for 1,000 years, so you got that. That's how you got rid of Moses. You know that, don't you?
By doing what? Changing the text?
Changing the meaning of the text. Mm-hmm. Or the application of the meaning. The application of the meaning regarding the text.
How do we get rid of, we call him Old Testament now? That's how we got rid of Moses?
Yeah, you did. We didn't. You did.
When did I do that? What was dynasty? Whose dynasty was happening when I did that?
Oh, my God. That's pre-mean, Bob. This is old school. Moses was back in when Moab was a place.
that was back when Moab was a place. That's been several days ago, Bobby. And I did this after giving him the tablets, the Ten Commandments. I didn't like what he was doing, so he had to be erased.
That broke. He broke them because they weren't following. And then he had the speech impediment. He was not the one to be chosen. And then he had to pass the mantle up. He had to give it up.
Right.
Like Chris Story. Some other people you've been talking about lately.
Yeah, did I break the tablets, or he broke it? Moses broke the tablets.
You made him break the tablets because they were not substantial. And then they had to be gathered, and that became the source of power, and that became the essence of the Ark of the Covenant. And the bones of Joseph. And the bones of Joseph. Don't mess that up.
Yeah, now the moon quarantines us. Is that, that's like a Gurdjieffian statement. He said the moon kind of controls us.
A dot. It's not the moon. We wish that it said the plasma controls you, because it does.
Okay.
Bob, you're saying, stop. Don't say that. No. Now you've gone somewhere else. Okay. There's a 50-50 shot you're going to get to play this or not. We don't know. All right, we'll give you that. If you do play it, you play this part for sure. All right? If you do play it, you got to play this part. If you don't play it, don't play any of it. We'll see how it goes. You personally control enough plasma to undo all of the rhetoric that's being presented to you these days. So much plasma. It's time to listen, not talk now. So much plasma that you could now have Donald Trump nominated and voted for as the Speaker of the House. You don't got to be elected to the House to be Speaker. You do know that, right?
No, I did not know that.
That's true. Okay. And you have enough plasma to make that the case. Now, is that your choice yet? Don't say a word. God damn, do not say one word. Do not say nothing. Don't say nothing. Let it be. That doesn't matter. Because you don't have to make a decision on that. You will later. You don't have to make it now. So let it be. Just let it be. Do not make any position on it like you do in tailgate. Don't make a position. Let it roll. What you're more concerned with is you're not going to let anything change Title 42.
And what is Title 42?
The thing that's going to stop all of this immigration. Everybody that's coming, that's getting into the 33rd parallel, they got to come quick. And it ends on December the 21st. And when it ends, you're going to have millions of people coming to the 33rd parallel. We've been telling you since itch, long before there was a goddamn scratch, that people were listening to your fucked up, stupid ass, nobody gets you give their goddamn time to this show. And now by the millions, they're coming across the border, hiding hair. And then your buddy, Joseph fucked up Robin Biden, is doing your bidding and saying, oh, okay, then don't worry about it. Oh, okay, well, there might be a problem. I ain't going. Well, yeah, there might be two or three people. Well, it's going to be all right. Well, they didn't fuck nobody hard. They didn't fuck nobody hard. Let them go. It's all right. Come on now. It's going to be good. You eat too much. You eat too much. You need to calm down. Quit eating so much. Next time these other people have something to eat. You eat too much. Give some of that to them. You're doing too much.
They're making their tribal rights to ecstasy. You are setting the 33rd parallel.
Because they're not staying in Texas. They're not staying in Texas, honey.
Did you say I'm sucking the 33rd parallel?
You are seeking the people that are coming to the 33rd parallel, above the 33rd parallel. They're coming in hard. And then Texas is moving them out, moving them out, moving them out, quick as they can. And this is a ridiculous thing. It's like overwhelming the United States of fucked up America. Nobody seems to care. We're like, okay, they've been listening to Bob. It's lockdown Bob rule. Y'all say to be a martial law anyway, so it don't really make a difference what y'all say. Y'all understand it's going to be, you're not going to live long enough to be able to complain about what you're not upset about. Basically.
You said I'm
you can
setting.
Say that.
Speak.
Good.
I'm setting. S-E-T-T-I-N-G.
You're setting the position that lets everybody get across. If you want to come to be in the 33rd, okay, here's what you said. I said if you get above the 33rd parallel, you've got a shot. You got a chance. You're not ascended, but you have an opportunity. So get your bitch asses off of wherever you are and get above the 33rd parallel. If you don't, then you're going to become spam. If you do make it, you got a chance to ascend. Do you know promises? You got to figure it out. You got to talk to Bob. You got to embrace your non-physical. You got to get some RNA drops. You got to find out what the completion formulas are. You got to get yourself together in a position so you can find out what changes are going to take place in your fucked up meat sack body, which is dying anyway. You have to drink salt water with magnesium to stay alive, for fuck's sake. How ridiculous is that? Drinking salt water now to live. This is ridiculous. So now you come back and now you're going to find out in 1956 exactly what the Wuhan lab had in mind with this gain-of-function reflex that you're fixing to find a hard time embracing. That's a nice way to fit, yeah. Well, it may not be the nicest way, but it's a way. Yeah. We're going to unify our intelligence community so we can find out exactly what gain-of-function really means. It's good. Okay, so now everybody's getting a chance. They're coming, and nobody cares because there's no more democracy. Oh, that's sad. We're sad. We're sorry. Bob, you left Canada for the United States because of democracy. And now, you've now ruined the United States of America yourself.
Yeah.
Very sad. Very sad. Because now there's no more democracy. If the democracy, as Benjamin, is your buddy, Benjamin Franklin, y'all did have a little thing going on, kind of like Vern, you had a little thing going on. It's a democracy if you can keep it. There's a court case. Do you get any news or you get no news? You just get whatever Bill tells you. Is that the news that you get? Is that the news you get? Whatever Bill lets you know.
I just go by the dry headlines. That's all. He
watches the y'all. What he's trying to say is that he watches The View and joyless stay hard
to see what's going on. And the black woman. I don't know
what anybody
listening to her, too.
Oh, you're talking about Karen. You're talking about Karen. Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah, Whoopi Karen. Her name is Karen. It's Whoopi Goldberg. Okay, so that doesn't matter. What happens is that, well, we better shut up. We better let you ask some questions because, damn, this is getting tense.
No, carry on. That's good. Carry on. Yo, well, you did say
on December 21st, I think that border stops. But then you said there's going to be millions of people, like, after December 21st?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're going to be piled up. They're
going to
be allowed in.
That's when they're all sitting. No, no. They're not going to pile. They're piled up now. And when Title 42 ends, then they're all going to make it over. Millions a day. It's going to be unbelievable. You can't. That's why everybody's now screaming. Saying, we can't sustain this. It's terrible. Then they're crying now, Bob, because of Carolyn. You know, Dr. Carolyn Dean. Have you ever heard of her? She's really cool. She's cute. She's really cute. She can get it. Carolyn can get it. Yeah, she can get it. There's no more antibiotics. People are dying in the world because there's no more antibiotics. It's over. They're all gone. That's a news flash. Is that on Drudge? Does the Drudge report not say there's no more antibiotics for the cheering?
No, they're not saying that.
They're not? Oh, well, everybody's saying there's no antibiotics in RSV, RES, RSV, RSVB, CT. It's all gone. RSV is taking over.
Okay, I got
there's
that.
No more antibiotics for the cheering. That, I don't know where you Google that, I guess. Maybe you should try Google instead of Drudge. That might help you, Bobby.
Okay, so I don't understand. Title 42 ends on December 21st and everybody can come in.
Yeah.
Or Title 42
yeah.
happens on the 21st and nobody can come in.
No.
What do you say?
No, it's over. Trump put it in to say because of COVID, you can't come across the border. And if you come across the border, we're going to send your bitch ass back. Because fuck, you're not going to do this. Get out. Go back. So everybody was deported. And he had it under control. They were building the wall, blah, blah, blah. You know all that. Well, now, the court says that's unconstitutional. Let them in because of you. And they let them in, and now they've been flooding in. And so once that ends, the 42 ends, everybody can come. And they're all lined up on the border, millions of them right now. So December 21st, which is just in a few minutes, they're going to pile in, and there's nothing they can do about it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry, I was muted again. So, Biden said he's letting them all in, even though the Trump rule is still there. They're not following the Trump rule, but officially the Trump rule ends on December 21st, then nothing's stopping anybody, and everybody comes in. So they're all lined up,
correct,
sort of pretending to respect the rule, Title 42, by the 21st, nobody has to respect it anymore. Okay.
Correct. And then once that happens, then the Border Patrol has no reason to say, oh, I'm sorry, you can't come in. Oh, sanctuary, a call for sanctuary. Before, they could say, no, Title 42 says, okay, sanctuary, you're going to stay in Mexico. You're going to stay in old Mexico. You're good. But we agree, and we think that now United States of America ought to take over, invade Mexico, and make it part of the United States of fucked up America, because you can't tell no difference anyway these days. So it really wouldn't make any difference to us, because the Sinaloan cartel ain't what she used to be. Uh-oh, Bob, now you're going to... Now you're going toe-to-toe with the Sinaloan cartel. Are you sure you want to do that, Bobby?
No, I'm not interested in that. I don't fight. I don't fight.
Mm.
I get along.
Mm.
So they're weakened by COVID? Is that what you're saying? It confused everything? The Sinaloan cartel?
No.
Say they ain't what they used to be. Are they greater now?
They have all the money in the world, but they're losing their status because they're the only game in town. They're becoming the Lyndon LaRouche. You know how that ended.
Right, but LaRouche didn't become the only game in town.
Mm-hmm. For the conspiratorial representation of why we need to eat the babies, yes, he did.
Okay, so what are they becoming, the cartel? What meme are they representing?
They put so many, okay, Okay, well, stop. Calm down. The cartel, any cartel, specifically would be a drug cartel, would be in a position to be in a business where they had a subculture of people who were taking illegal drugs. They were paying money to this consortium that gained power and influence to a certain level that they could control, so that so much so that they had a standing army that they could protect their drug business. And seeing so far, they have done nothing but gotten so good at their fentanyl, methanol-based business that they have run a lethal, a twice lethal dose of fentanyl to $5 U.S. You see how ridiculous that is?
Mm-hmm. What about it?
Bob, they control the world supply of fentanyl, and they're only getting $5 a dose for it. They've overproduced to such a degree that they're not making any goddamn money.
Okay.
So they're just gonna kill their customers. I don't know what kind of business model that is. Carolyn could adopt that and says, okay, everybody take Renegade, it's going to kill you. So get two bottles, because only one bottle is going to kill you. But we'll make money off the second bottle that you're not going to take. It'll be good. You can get a refund. And people don't do much refunds. So this model of this criterion reference position is that we're going to produce so much drugs that we're going to kill the United States of America. So all these millions of people that are coming into the 33rd parallel and going to make it, have a possibility to contend, because they actually listen to Ion and Bob, and they've been listening to this show all along, which, by God, motherfucker, we've been telling y'all all along. How could it be possible for this many millions of people to... We better shut up.
Yeah. Watch it on the MSLSD. You said something there, garbled, about 35 seconds ago. They were listening and they didn't listen or something, and they stopped listening. Yeah. How did they do
all
it?
All the people that you said weren't listening, that we said were listening, are now responding to the thing that you said they weren't listening to, and now they're coming across the border. Why would they kill themselves to come to a place where you're going to starve to death and the young dog Democrats are going to kill you and fuck you and eat your babies and drain your blood and have you adrenochrome and run you into a fucking sex party and put you in the Marquis de Sade and make Chad be the moderator of how what's qualified as good sex or not?
It's nothing to do with the author, Whitney Webb.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
How are they connected?
Jeffrey Epstein. Whitney Webb, Epstein, the Clintons, and the Bush Crime Chronicle. You know, it's normal. Everybody knows that, Bobby.
What? The Whitney Webb, who's managing director of Crescent Capital, is the Whitney Webb that writes stuff.
Elise Webb, one nation under blackmail. Yep.
So Whitney Webb, family governance, Crescent Capital, is the same as Whitney Elise Webb. The same person.
Agreed, Bob. Well, yeah, we agree because that's what we said.
Yeah, we're going to stick with it. But it's sort of odd that these two people don't really look like each other or are the same person.
Oh, my God. You've been watching Drudge again. No, don't worry about that. Yeah, no, they're the same. They're absolutely the same.
Okay.
It's ugly.
All right.
Ugly.
Okay.
And it's not pretty. Okay, when we bump into these things, now you bump into them now and again, we'll support you. We don't mind. We fuck with you, Bob. We like fucking with you. Well, no, that's not true. We'd rather not fuck with you, but we have to fuck with you now, so we're going to fuck with you. So the point now becomes, just because it's something that you see, that's the kaleidoscope effect, not the Mae-Brussel effect. That's different. The kaleidoscope cannot be as it is seen. So that's why you would say to others, are you going to believe I am or those lying eyes of yours? Kind of thing, which is a ridiculous thing to say, but in this case, it actually kind of applies to you, Steve.
Yeah. Okay, I want to move on. Was JFK, we'll do it this way. Queen Elizabeth, does she know that JFK, the real chemical body of JFK, did not get assassinated, that his clone got shot? Does Queen Elizabeth know that at the time?
Yeah, she does. Yes, she does.
So she could say, I didn't kill anybody. The little guy's still alive.
No. She would say that she is in the lineage of King David, that she is a Jew.
Yeah. But what about the fact that we laid the charge on her that she organized the assassination of President JFK?
Well, her, you know what she would say? We can bring her on the floor if you want to. You know what she would say? Never explain, never complain, and get on with it. She's not acknowledging anything. Like, it is what it is. Say what you say. I don't care. I'm good. I'm in Sandra camp, baby.
Okay, so, regardless of whatever we project on her, guilt or whatever, she's not going to have to deal with it because nobody's going to believe it, and she's immune. But did she know that her plan to get rid of JFK, was she frustrated that he didn't get off, that they did a clone? Did she object to that?
No, because she stopped Beter's gold standard deal. That's what was messed. This is a Barry Goldwater, one more time, to stop that divisive position that was going to challenge Crown Inc. She stopped.
That's right.
That's all she had to do. That's all she had to do, and she did. So she didn't have anything to say. I'm sorry. All those sorries that I don't owe you. That's what she'd say. Oh, my, all those sorries that I don't owe you.
Yeah, did you say that Dr. Beter Steele? I missed a word. Did you say Steele?
Deal. Deal. Dr. Beter's deal. The deal. The art of the deal. Oh, wait, that's Donald Trump. But the deal.
Yeah.
His deal.
She roped in through Sims Hildridge, Dr. Beter, and had auditors with him, and she was setting him up to stop what he was trying to do.
Now, he was working. No. Don't mess this up. Now, he was working for her. But it was too clever by half. It was too clever by half. It didn't work.
But then she did accomplish something, or that was done before Beter entered her world.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, because he told me he was trying to take over the Rockefeller's control of the gold world. You kind
of
just implied that.
Of course.
And the Queen succeeded. Did the Queen succeed after she stopped talking to Beter? After Beter transitioned? Is that when she succeeded?
We
we better hold just a second, Bob. There's some things that are working. We better hold that. Let's hold that. That's a great question. Put that in the archive. No, we're not going to answer it. Put that
in the
archive.
I know you're not going to answer, but what's parallel is that you have to come in and explain how our gold got stolen. 2010 or so, you know, that's the other aspect.
No, we don't. We're not doing either of those. That uncovers your position, and we're not going to. That uncovers your position, and we're not going to do that. Why in the hell would we go through this whole? Why would you lose a Buzz Coasting over 121 Depot Street? Do you know that? Why would you lose? Buzz Coasting was a cool dude. Why would you lose?
Let's move on. I guess another topic. So the Queen, she knew that a crone was killed, and it didn't matter to her. What she was trying to get done got done.
Absolutely. Shit. Queen Victoria did it even better than that. She would just say, not in my world, and then it was the end of the conversation. Then she chopped your head off.
Okay, so here we go. At 1 hour, 33 minutes, and 10 seconds of the private session on December 1st, which was the last one, I think you named the William Bradford in passing, but no explanation. Who's William Bradford, and why did you say his name?
The former governor of the Plymouth Colony.
Oh, back at the 1600s, you're talking about.
That's exactly right.
And I think you're saying he still has an important effect or something since then.
Most absolutely. He's going to bring back... Are you asking a question, or are you just... Pumping?
Yeah. What's he going to bring back?
The English Puritan separatist. This is where we are now. This is going to stop Yorkshire and North England. Going to stop it. This is going to undo King James
Yorkshire and North England, or Yorkshire in North England.
Two parts. Because they're two part now. They're divided now. It's going to take and dissipate Holland. Holland will be gone. Everything that was under King James the First will be done. It'll be emigrated.
Emigrated. I mean, sent out? Sent away?
Into the sent away. It won't be. It'll be as though it never was.
Okay, and you're talking about the House of Lancaster versus the House of York? Is that what you're saying is the division?
Agreed. But now you have to be careful because this is about 1640.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. We'll leave that.
That was good. Bob, that makes us so happy because you actually listened.
Yeah.
Nobody else. Dyer Somerset didn't get that shit.
No. Okay, so so there's more to think about. I'll listen to it. William Bradford, you threw his name in. He's coming back to resolve whatever didn't get resolved.
No. He's going to finish the part he did. He's going to finish it. You'll see. The loop, this kaleidoscope. It's a kaleidoscope. Now, we're not making another distraction to say, okay, Ion, now you're making another excuse for blah, blah, blah. We're not doing that. This is the way it's always been. You're just catching up to it. Go ahead now. You can say your words.
Yeah, now he did something, and that was the act of leaving England and going to North America?
Plymouth. It wasn't North America then. It was just Plymouth.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't America then.
And that action hasn't been completed, what you're saying?
Nope. Not yet. You got to go back to the Smiths. The Smiths. You know, on the Mayflower.
Yeah. Okay. People like John Hay Whitney, David K. Bruce, who was ambassador to England in 61 to 67 or so, and an earlier person, 19th century, Oliver Hazard Payne. You named them. I looked them up, and I could see the influences they had around the various...
You got it all wrong. It's David Kirkpatrick Estee Bruce.
Yes. Anyway, these people that you named,
Mr. Bruce, Mr. Whitney, Mr. Payne, Oliver Hazard Payne, were they all aliens?
Yes, and Andrew W. Mellon also.
Right, so these people, they had huge influence in the social mortar and the sociology of life and their eras. And so they were key factors, and they managed to not get known or caught because they were aliens. So we talk about the alien factor of the last 1,000 years or more. These years you gave names, and you used to list off aristocratic names. Back in the 1600s, 1700s, you just started listing people. Were they all aliens? That was
most
doing.
Of them, yeah. That's why the Harry Shipman Truman, that's the Harriet Shipman Truman position, 47-48.
Yeah, he was an alien?
He still is. He's still alive.
Well, they love me, right? They love what I'm doing. I've built on their work.
Well, now see, because you exposed them, Bob, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
It's kind of like, okay, you exposed them because you have no throat. You have no throttle. You have no choke. You have no, you'll say anything. And so that's a challenge because you exposed them. However, innocently, you still expose them to say, okay, you snum that whore bitch back, son of a whore bitch. You killed the president, so-and-so-and-so-and-so. And I don't give a fuck, you Project Paperclip lover, you. That I'm profiting from this day. TDA, fuck you. You pay my bills. Okay, TDA, go ahead. You play that. We dare you.
Okay. So
it
next
is
question.
Over.
Okay. Was Fritz Kramer, the bit noir that Mae Russell went after, was he an alien?
No, but his daddy was.
Okay. Was Ben Bradley of the Washington Post an alien?
Yes.
Was Peter Drucker, friend of Fritz Kramer, an alien?
No. Okay. He was a sympathizer. He covered up shit. Because there was a lot of, we have to be careful.
He knew about the alien factor.
Yeah. There was a lot. There was a problem. It was bad. It was messed up. We can't do it. It's like, no. And then he would be the cover. He would be the deep throat. He'd be the deep throat to cover everything up. Say, no. That was just a misunderstanding. It was no problem. This wasn't like that.
I got that.
People can't do that.
But he could do that. He found out about it when he was younger because he came out of the Austro-Hungarian Empire in Vienna, correct? And those people knew things. Did Mr. Freud know this kind of stuff? Did Sigmund Freud?
The Austro-Hagen Key. No,
right.
We didn't say Key. We just said the Austro-Hagen. The Key comes later. The Austro-Hagen is the essence of it. Now, the South Americans or the South Africans are going to have a fucking field day with that, so we've never delineated the difference between the two till just today. I put something together.
Is Austro-Hagen the cipher for the alien secret in human civilization?
We hope not.
Okay. So we did Kramer and Bradley. So if your father's an alien,
how many times have we ever said hoax, Bob?
A lot.
You ever heard
you
of that? Really?
You say it's not. Yeah, you talk about it's not a strategy.
Talk about
it's
the
not
whole
a strategy.
Program.
Come on, I want to move on. Hope is not a strategy.
Okay.
That you say all the time. Okay.
Not a good strategy. It's a strategy. It's just not a good one.
If Fritz Kramer's father's an alien, and he impregnated a human, well, what does that make him? That's seraphim, or that's like Jesus. He's half and half or something.
Well, he'd be a third. He'd be a third Nephilim.
Okay. All right. Didn't we say Dr. Peter caused Iondom?
No.
Because he came...
No, it was despite Iondom.
He was trying to stop Iondom to...
No.
To spite it.
It wasn't Iondom. It was saying, this is ridiculous. This can't be. There is no non-physical that is physical.
No, no, that's not the doctor. The Dr. Beter, the ghost who came to JW on March 17th, St. Patrick's Day.
You're talking about Fritz Kramer.
Yeah, no, I switched to Dr. Beter. Fritz Kramer.
No, you didn't. You were still on Fritz Kramer for us, so we didn't change. So that's why we answered that way. We're on Fritz Kramer, so where are you?
And Fritz Kramer, he put down, he tried to stop Iandome, is what you're saying.
In essence, yeah.
Okay. Now, Dr. Beter, as a ghost, came to JW, and then JW asked me if I knew who Dr. Beter was, and I did.
Yeah.
And that gave me the idea, let's talk to the Evergreens. I thought the Evergreens gathered around JW, seeing ghosts.
Right.
And so...
Right.
If Beter had not communicated that, I wouldn't have thought of talking to the ghosts around JW. So Beter inspired me with the genius idea of talking to the ghost, and that evoked you. So, in a way, Dr. Beter caused Iandome.
And Ruth Kramer.
Is that the wife of Fritz Kramer?
Yep. Ruth caused Ruth to have a connection that made it full throat.
All right, so, but Dr. Beter...
Yeah, connect.
Yeah, now it's hard to make, to say, you know, everything's affecting everything, so I understand that, but within a little
ratio... I don't know what that means. We don't even know what that means, so good for
you.
Well,
I do.
Gibberish.
So listen.
Gibberish.
No, ratios, bigger grounds and little odds. The
stages of apprehension. Stages of apprehension, that's it.
No, false premise of time. The false premise of ratio. You had to
You're going to the Hadron quadrant. Okay.
Yeah.
We got that. We know about that. We know about patch decline. We know about catch 22.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want to say about that, Biggin? Tell us since you wrote this bullshit and the stages of the Grand Wazoo's decadence. Then come on, tell us about it.
So the false premise of ratios, okay, in that framework, Dr. Beter caused Iandome. Would you agree?
William B. Yeats. No. Consciousness. That's the consciousness quadrant under Lockton.
That is Coker. That's the Coker quadrant.
It is, and that's what you're talking about. That's what you're talking about.
That's what caused Iandome?
No. No, no, that's what you're referencing. No, your false premise.
Yeah.
We agree with your false premise.
Yeah, Beter's in the consciousness quadrant. Beter's in that quadrant.
That's right. We know, but that won't get you up to the corpus callosum. That won't get you up to that. So to 60 to 90, you can't get there. So you're going to get stuck at Rumpelstiltskin at this rate. And you don't want to do that. You want to move forward beyond. We're being cheeky. We're just saying if the anthropomorphic physical has to connect to something, it won't be the quark tune cubed because it can't apply to that.
Excellent. We'll develop that later.
Good. But just so you know,
the phrase nuclear polarity, does that come out of the concepts that Sir Isaac Newton set up in his day?
No. No, it's despite it. It came after that because once the ethereal, it's the wrong thing. Once physicists started embracing things and they realized that this fucking apple that fell from the tree could have just as easily gone up from the tree, for fuck's sake. I mean, how did it get in the tree in the first place, for fuck's sake? Come on now. It's an electrogravitational pull. Is that what we're talking about here? Which is not explained from Newtonian physics. Once you get to that place, they made it as the excuse, not the reason. It was the excuse. Newtonian physics works because there's excuses they couldn't say something else at the moment.
Right. They couldn't say that
from a very long time
places.
Ago.
Yeah. They couldn't say that something was in two places at once.
Excellent. That's right. Well, they can now, because you notice nobody talks about Newton's law anymore all of a sudden.
That's right.
By the way.
Okay,
you had a lot to do with that. More people, no, let me say this, you need to know this. You quote a lot of people. because you've read a lot of books and you've talked to a lot of people and you've met everybody, la, 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 la-di-da-di-body, whatever that means. Doesn't mean anything. Bob, you have no idea how many people are quoting you in the esoteric realm, in the esoteric realm, meaning, I don't know what I'm talking about, but this Bob person, Bob, God, Everest, something,